Blog Talk Radio.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I loved the most. I learned to live half the life, and now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are, running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts and tearing apart? You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be
everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk. I am Sweet Tea. I will be your host tonight for Sweet Discussions here on A Team of Voices Wrapped Up into All Poetry, one of the largest poetry sites here on the great internet. I'd like to thank AP, the amazing poet, that is part of the board of directors here on A Team of Voices, along with myself and Deb. We'd like to welcome you. That was Christina Perry, Star of Hearts. Hope you enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorites, which debuted on her album, Let's see, what was the name of that album? It was in 2011, and it was the Ocean Waves Sessions, and on her debut album, Love Strong. Definitely one of my favorites. I actually love the Christina Perry. It was actually a true story about a horrible breakup with her boyfriend who decided he wanted her back, which I believe never actually happened. Great tune, though. I want to welcome my two guests who are always top-notch and on my mind. Mr. Rackentor, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. And Mr. Wayne Chent, how are you today?
I'm hanging.
Good. Hopefully not too low there, my friend. How was your Valentine's Day, guys? I know you party. I got a message that you still party. So maybe not like you used to, but you party.
I do party.
Super Bowl. You did party. Yeah. And did you have a great Valentine's Day?
Chocolate's bed.
Okay, so how was the great Super Bowl? Should I ask that?
Oh, man, best one ever.
Best one ever.
It went in overtime.
I know it did.
Team win?
Yes. And what about you, Rack? I know you loved watching that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Greatest one ever, huh?
Whatever.
And I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great Super Bowl. I wanted the Niners to win over Kansas City, only because I wanted Shanahan and Shanahan to have rings, and I, of course, wanted my other boys to have rings, because McCaffrey was one of my favorite football players of all time, and I also love his son, McCaffrey. So that would have been cool to have the father-son, you know, ring ceremony together. I thought that would have been pretty cool. But it is what it is, you know. And, you know, I was okay with it. Yeah, I know. They did have a chance. It's not like they didn't have it the first quarter and just totally blow it. So,
if he hit the extra point, they won the game. The one guy missed the extra point. It cost them the game.
I know. I watched it. I was there. So, you know, it was what they did to themselves. So, to pull aside, it's time to watch the very long, 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 long seasons of hockey and basketball before the good sports come back to us. And then, if you really think about it, we have the dreadful seasons coming up. We have basketball that never ends. You have hockey that never ends. That weaves into the 150-something games of baseball. You know, they just go on forever. I mean, from now until October, we'll be in baseball, you know. And I like hockey, but, I mean, come on. You got to admit that their playoffs, I think, start in March and end in December. It just goes on and on. So
you got the favorite number one team in basketball. You don't like basketball. You got Denver Nuggets out there.
I don't. Basketball is not my thing.
I'm not.
Basketball is not my thing. I like football.
The All-Star game.
Yeah. And I will tell you that I've my bowling has improved, if we're talking sports right now.
Really?
My average is now 116 with a handicap of 117. So I'm perfectly balanced. Isn't that great?
There you go.
Yeah, can be that.
Yeah, my mind is never going to be perfectly balanced, you guys. What are you thinking? We ought to know better than that. So the show tonight is about the art, after Valentine's Day dump, right? So
right.
I've never, I've, I, I've never really had this awful, you know, Valentine's Day thing, because I don't really play in Valentine's. I've never been this great, oh, I love me holiday. I just, you know, you wanna give me flowers, give me flowers on a Tuesday in the middle of the week when, you know, everything's gone wrong or my Monday was shit. But I don't have a husband that brings me flowers, and I don't have, you know, it's just not that thing. I'm just not one of those people. He brings me chocolate once in a while, though. I like it when he brings me a Kit Kat or something. So he's good in that department. So, you know, I'm happy with that. He'll just randomly bring me home a Hershey bar. So I'm a happy woman.
Tell him about chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah. He was there for that, too. Yeah. Rack one time, right around my heart surgery, right before it, I believe. Yeah, it was right before it. Sent me chocolate covered bacon. You know, if you're gonna eat it, get it before the heart surgery, and it was really good. So we all enjoyed that. I wasn't the only one that ate that, but that was good. So, you know, that's the kind of things you want. Who needs flowers? They all die anyway. So that's right. Either flowers that die or death by chocolate. I don't know. Or cheese.
Roses have spines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
cheesecake. It's got to be Junior's from Brooklyn.
Oh, I don't know about that. I like Eli's from Chicago is pretty damn good, too. Just FYI. Chicago's got a mean cheesecake. I'm just saying.
I grew up with Juniors. I'll give them all the time. Their cheesecake is amazing.
You know, everybody loves their hometown cheesecake. I just say it. I would have to try it. I'm all for it. Give me any kind of sample of cheesecake, and I'm right in there to get it. You know, that's fine. You want to send me samples of somebody's cheesecake, I'll give you my address. So that's all good.
I want your cheesecake, sweet.
All right, got it. Yeah, okay. I heard a really cute joke, though. It was really cute. It's PG, so I'm going to tell you guys a joke about something that, you know, I don't usually tell jokes on my show. I leave that to Linda. But I'm going to tell a joke on my show tonight.
Right.
So, all right, you ready? So, a wife asked her husband to fix the sink. And he told her, I'm not a plumber. My wife then asked her husband to fix the squeaky cabinet, and he said, I'm not a carpenter. The wife asked her husband to mow the lawn, and he said, I'm not a landscaper. So he comes home and she says, honey, I found a handyman to fix all the things around the house. He goes, well, what did it cost? She said, well, he said I could either bake him a cake or sleep with him. And he says, well, what kind of cake did you make him? And she said, I'm not a baker.
That's excellent.
Yes. There you go. That's my little PG-13 joke. But we are here for poetry. Yay. But we are here for poetry. And I've got Hatter calling in. I've got Sweet Pea calling in. I'm kind of Sweet Pea calling in. I am Sweet Pea, good Lord. Pretty Bird calling in. And Deb. Yeah, Pretty Bird. And hopefully she's
got a cake recipe for you.
Yeah. Literally, how dumb am I? Hey, I'm going to call in. Yeah, I'm hosting the show. Yeah. Wake up, you child. So, yeah, it's been one of those days. So I'm going to try to refresh my studio. Let's see what happens. Hopefully I don't lose the studio. I've been in those kind of worlds.
You're good at keeping things fresh.
I don't know.
No UTIC.
There we go. All right. So I've been trying to wait and hanging out, Wayne. I've got yours. But I'm going to go ahead and
I'm good. I'm in a hurry.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I'm just kind of waiting because I know we've got people coming a little later tonight, so just hanging around. So let's see. What can we do?
How's the weather in Denver?
Oh, it's going to snow tonight. It was like 50, and then it's going to snow. And it, what's really horrible about that,
I heard it's really bad.
It's horrible because, like, it gets cold, and we get snow, and then it warms up, and I get mud. And I have three Australian Shepherds and a Border Collie, and so there it's nice and cold, and they can go and they can run, which is fine. But then when it's all mud and you get them to run, they're right, they're literally sloshing in mud, and then they're full of mud. And then I get mud all over my house or all over my bed like this dog is doing right now. I literally have to take a vacuum cleaner to my – I take a vacuum cleaner to my bed. It's so bad. It's just awful.
I paid to rake my kitchen floor for
it. It sucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, vacuum.
I know. Yeah. It's just so, so bad. So bad. It's worth it, I guess. But I cannot stand to sleep in a bed that has anything. It has to be, like, perfectly spotless, clean, anything that gets on my skin. That's not a sheet. I get the willies. It's like, no. Uh-uh. I can't. So, no. And I did something I haven't done in a long time. The other night, I ironed my sheets, and now I'll iron my sheets again forever because it felt so nice.
Aww.
No. Yeah.
I never ironed my sheets
again. Yeah, I have to iron my sheets again.
Why are your sheets wrinkled?
I don't know why sheets get wrinkled. They're not supposed to, but they do.
Yeah, I put mine in the dryer. You should take that when it's hot, though. It won't wrinkle very bad.
Dark Egyptian pot.
Again, three Australian Shepherds and a Border Collie. I'm not exactly at my dryer when they go off.
Well, that's the problem.
That would be very... Yeah, that is a problem. I'm very... My washer even sings like a little note now. I got a new washing machine, and it sings to me. And I don't quite get to that. I don't get quite, It can sing all day long. I'm not running to get it. And now it's kind of creepy because I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, yeah, that's the washing machine now demanding my attention because I don't have enough things going on that the washing machine is singing to me saying, get over here, I'm done.
Yeah.
It sings a tune.
You know, you can take your sheets out before the dryer stops. If you want to, you can take the sheets out before it stops. And that way you just think about when you're there and there won't be no wrinkles in them. You won't have to iron them.
Rubber dub dub, three dogs in the mud.
The one dog's great because he jumps in the tub. The Border Collie, you just tell he jumps in the tub. It's fabulous. So, you know, life is good. The one runs away. The other one is like, what the hell are you doing? It's fabulous. So, see how it goes. Yeah. I'm having a great time. It's beautiful. Life is good. Oh, this is why I love my life. So, you know, here we go again. So let's have fun. Okay. I know. I got to go look into my world here for a minute. My voice is cracking. I'm like a teenage boy.
Hey,
yes.
Bobby might leave after all. She had a scratch eye like I thought she had, and so they're going to look at it again tomorrow, but she's not dying of old age, and then I found out she's dying. But she's going to live, it looks like.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Well, it's really
good.
Yeah. It wasn't good. I was going to kill
How's
me.
Your
I
cat?
Been, what, 16 years, I think. She's been around, so I don't want to lose her now.
I know. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Where the hell did that go? Dum-de-dum. I'm looking for something, and now I can't find it. I hate when that happens.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Poor Sweet Pea.
I know. I hate it when I'm trying to, like, really find something, and it goes away, and I'm like, what the hell?
I look for my glasses for 2 hours a day, and it's on my top of my head. I thought I'd been able to fell off. I said, oh, my God. I've been wearing my whole time on top of my head.
I know. Isn't that awful? It's awful. Awful. All right, let's see where we're at. Dum-dum-dum. I got to go back to you guys. Groups, team of voices. Here we are. Let's see. There's my studio. Write a poem. No, I don't want to do that. All right, let's throw something up here. Let's see what we got. See what loveliness there is. All right, who should we start with? I'm going to start with one of mine. Let's do one of mine that I wasn't planning on doing, but why not? So, we'll start with one that. What the hell? That's not what that's supposed to do.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, sorry. What the hell? What the hell is going on? We don't know what we're doing. That's not right.
And that's why we show up, because we never know what's going to happen with Sleepy.
Not me, ever. We never know.
Never know.
We never know. That might make me upset. Never know what might upset Sweet Pea. Because nobody knows what the pea is all for. Hold on a second, guys.
Take your time.
I have time. I don't.
Close that window.
Let's see. Let's see what we're doing here. Hopefully we can.
I know.
I gotta go get. Hold on, I gotta go to another computer to get out, even get started here.
We're pretending to be poets. That's what we're doing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
This is
our teacher. I don't have time. Hold on, guys. 1 minute. Talk amongst yourselves.
Again this year.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Are you on? I don't know why this is going off on the radio. I have no idea what is playing or why it's playing.
That's Wayne.
I know, but I got none playing in the studio. Okay, stop.
The ghost of Wayne Jett.
I don't. It is the ghost of Wayne Jett. My computer keeps kicking me out, and
I didn't mean to turn that on with my phone.
Yeah. Like trying to troubleshoot during a live show is impossible to do.
Nothing like that.
No.
That's
trying
what the
to
nerds
grab
are
my
for.
Computer and.
That's what the nerds are for. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Something like that. So let's see. I'm going to have to switch out a few things here real quick. I'm going to try to switch out laptops, which might hopefully nothing goes insane and I lose everybody.
That's okay. We could call back.
Yeah. I do not know why I keep getting kicked out of all poetry.
Kevin's being...
Lord. I'll tell you what. It's insane. All right. I think I might be back one way or the other.
Yeah, Sweet Pea steps up to the line and rolls her Her ball.
Throws the dice. Yeah, this is insane.
Have you bowled a turkey yet?
Yeah, a couple times.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I am very sorry, guys. This is just not normal.
We're here for the sweet discussions.
I know, but this is not making me sweet. This is making me angry and full of anxiety, and it's not like, I don't like to be that way at all. Hang on a second. I'm going to have to call back in, okay, guys?
Okay.
Talk. Max, take over to me.
In the meantime,
yeah.
I'm not a baker. I'm
not
yeah. Oh, no.
Sing a song.
What was that?
I said, you ought to sing a song.
Sing a song? Sing a song. Oh, no. You got to catch me in the right mood to do that. I'm not a singer.
You play piano? You play piano?
No.
Well, you seem like you play piano. You always thought, I always daydream about you playing a piano for some reason. I don't know what it was. Yeah.
No, that was Boo. She was always the one with the piano.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden everybody out. Becky plays. I think Sawa plays. There's a whole bunch of people that play, but not many people will do it in public.
How about the violin? You play the violin?
The smallest violin plays for me.
Yeah, the smallest violin in the world. It's been sunny every day out here. We've got 65, 70 degrees. I mean, man, it's the summertime's already here, and it's going to snow tonight.
We got dumped on in Jersey the other day.
Yeah, I heard y'all got a big storm. You got another one coming that way. The one's coming over us tonight. Y'all get tomorrow night, I think. You got another snowstorm coming. Wow. It's been warm around here. I bet it's really good weather. I mean, I walk around in shorts.
Is it still PG-13 if CP's not here?
I don't think so. That's all you want to.
I'm not telling you. I tell dirty jokes.
Oh, that's a new one. I'm ready for it.
Why is sex like a snowstorm?
they both blow.
No, you never know how many inches you're going to get or how long it'll last.
That's right. People blow.
Actually, sex is more like bridge. You either need a good partner or a great hand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a great hand, that's right. I play poker all the time online. I think it's fun. Some days I win $5 million, and some days I lose everything. And I want to get feeling better hell. And it's just a game. It's kind of fun to play.
Poker's a good game.
It's seven cards. I play. They say there's like 11,000 people on site or more. So there's all kinds of people that are playing with you. But, you know, I believe half of them's made up. I believe it's all fake at the time because of just the way it plays. It's impossible to play with a game you like that. So sometimes you get people with a straight flush.
Different personalities come out.
Yep. Anyway, that's what I do for entertainment in the evenings and watch ball games.
People change when it gets competitive like that.
Well, yeah, and it's for fun. If you pay for real money, but they still get pretty serious about it. And it's kind of like, no way. What do you mean, no way? Are they cheating, Dylan? They ain't cheating for me. I ain't paying nothing. Why are they cheating for me?
When I was little, I used to do card tricks with my friends, so they would never want to play cards with me because they always thought, you know, like you said, oh, you're cheating.
Yep.
I came back.
Oh, he's actually back. Yay. And that's the end of the show, gentlemen.
Well, that's another guy.
Greg did a good job on you, Jones.
Good.
Yay, welcome back.
Yay, I came back. Isn't that wonderful?
You came
I'm
back
so
like
happy.
A boomerang. What? You came back like a boomerang.
I know.
What do you call a broken boomerang?
A stick.
A stick.
Yeah.
Never mind.
a stick.
All right. Nothing played. Nothing went crazy. All is good. Good.
Yep.
So excited.
Mom wasn't around, so the truck was getting dirty.
Oh, now we can't have that.
You have to listen.
All right, we can't have that. So.
No, we can't.
We're good. No.
No. Bad records.
No.
See, Rack, I told you.
None of that will go in.
I didn't listen.
Yeah. You never listen.
Well, neither did I, so that's what I'm worried about.
Mom's away. The cats will play.
Yeah. That's always going to happen, isn't it? Yeah.
When you ain't looking.
You ain't looking. Things are happening. But that's okay. I think I got maybe some things under control now. Maybe. So, here we go. I'm going to put up Lovely Sky. I'm going to listen.
Sky.
So, here we go.
Bye, Sky. Oh,
here we go. We're going to hit, there are poems on the board, and I'm going to go refresh my studio. And I'm going to play Little Sky. Good Lord, guys, this is crazy. All right, you guys ready?
Let's go.
Here we go.
Between long pauses and insecure walls, by Sky Darkholm. She liked silver starlight, golden red garlands wrapped around a pale heart, plastic ribbons built of cages. She sprouted commercial promises with bits of false direction. And I believed her. I convinced myself of things I wanted to believe. I loved the lie. And when she looked in mirrors, braiding herself between each twine, taking measure of insecurity, she counted doubts like pinpricks on fingers. An index of all the reasons why even the tide wasn't enough. She became rusty in shadows. I could do nothing but grasp for her, trying to polish all those tarnished pieces. A stranger called lover, pillow between breast and palm. But when that lie became too great, I was placed on shelves, mantled with cracked novelties, a crash of waves resounding in a glass globe, perched on the wooden box of her heart's design, unshaken and once loved. And was it hollow, as one might suppose? No, it was not. It was set with pin and revolving cylinders, plucking the tuned teeth of vellum, the unremitting drum of ink and poetry. As I spun within that sphere, nailed to its surface, unable to step further or journey past, like Hans Christian Andersen's paper ballerina. But she stayed deaf to plights, and there I waited, for light to tap dance on the corners of her mind, till she grew wet with sobs, those hammering glass windows she always stowed behind. Till I lifted heavy timbered frames, let her stay a while, lie naked in my chest, till the sun changed and she felt my warmth. But that poison always woke, those words spit with good intentions, taken back when a semblance of hope crept in. It is then I remember, in a swirl of repeat, I only greet her in the dark, when she feels fit to place key and wind ratchet levers, to coil the spring beneath motor hums, the ones that selfishly recite to her all the things she longs to hear. I've always been happy to place myself in that box, between long pauses and insecure walls, in those smiles in the dark, those lies within your eyes. But I find that I'm starting to beat slower, finding that the dust gathered in all those gaping spaces is more damaging than I thought. That even friend is a word you don't quite understand.
Damn it, Sky. Damn it, Sky. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is just stunning. I mean, it is, she weaves pain. She makes it palpable. You taste it. You embrace it. She breaks your heart 100 different ways with this poem. There is no other way to say she comes to you brokenhearted. She just, you lay on it and die. My God, I cannot say enough of what this is and how it is. There's so many stands of beauty within there. I am just flabbergasted by every meaning of it. Thank you, Sky. I love this. Every freaking word of it is beautiful. Rackentor, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, she's got a beautiful way of taking you through what she went through. Her descriptions are visceral. You know, I mean, it's hard not to feel it as she runs through the emotions, and you know, obviously, you know, all of us have had relationships before that have gone south. So the unfortunate relatableness of what she's talking about hits twice as hard the way that she describes it sometimes, because you know, you just want to hug her. I know that's not the reaction she wants, but you know, it really is. You know, she touches us, I think, in a way that's hard to describe too. And she captures those moments in a beautiful way. That kind of breaks you, like you said. Damn it, Sky.
Yeah, damn it, Sky.
That was a beautiful piece.
Her sitting on boxes and shelves and laid, just the whole, all of it. I'm just, Sky, what are you doing to me? Wayne, your thoughts.
Well, it was something else. I said, this is better the second time. I've heard this one before. It didn't sound as good as this time. This is amazing. I said, this is amazing, SoundCloud. Your words and your voice is captivating. I don't keep other poets' recordings, but this one I'm keeping. It's that good. I am sitting there entranced, dying to hear it again. Such beautiful emotion of pure honesty. I love this. Wow, thanks there, Sky. Need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Great poem.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It was. I can't wait to hear it again.
I got it.
You got it? Is it you?
Yeah, I got it. That's me.
Oh,
I got a
you.
Key.
You got a key? I'm glad. I'm glad you got a key that you can come in, because Blog Talk's been a pain in my butt. Are you going to hang out there and get them all? Because I'm having a hard time with Blog Talk.
I can do that for you. I can certainly try.
I'm having a really hard time with Blog Talk. It's kicked me out twice. It's not liking me. If you got the door, I'm happy with that.
She's doing great.
Yeah, it's been a pain in my butt. It's kicked me out. It's not talking to me. It's been a kind of mean to me tonight. So
time to clean the cookies.
Time to clean the cookies.
Take the cookies.
Something like that. Eat the cookies. Clean the cookies. I don't know. That's somewhat kind of strange. I'm here. Glad you're here.
Me too. What are we doing?
You know, what are we doing? I am going. We just listened to a great recording by Sky.
Sky, I love Sky.
Amazing poem.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
And yeah, I will definitely be reading you, Pee Wee. or having someone read you. Yeah. It was quite amazing.
Yeah, take a shot.
What else?
Oh,
yeah.
I killed Valentine.
I know, I heard. You want to tell us how you killed Valentine? You can do that for us. You want to put that up there?
I made the mistake of getting married on Valentine's Day. Never do that.
Never do that.
Well, I got married on the 10th.
Don't put it on any holiday. Yeah, don't get married on any day that is important to you.
Right, you're right.
Like
you
Sunday through Saturday.
You can't celebrate both of them. You can't celebrate two of them.
Oh, I forgot to grab
it. Don't do it Sunday through Saturday. I can grab it.
No, I think don't do it all day. Don't ever do it.
Yeah, Sunday through Saturday is a horrible time.
Don't get married on any day that ends in Y.
Yeah, exactly. It could hurt you. You know, just one of those things.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Tell us why it. Yeah, I got it. My computer and I are fighting.
Yeah, I put it up there and I don't see it. Okay.
Refresh.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. No, that ain't it. I put the wrong one. Hold on. I grabbed the one from yesterday. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
In the hall.
Oh, good Lord.
And there it is.
The dream team.
Hey, that's right. We see you in your dreams.
I got it.
I got it.
It's Valentine Day. Valentine died.
Yep. You got it up there?
I got it.
Okay.
Up there.
I got it.
All right, refresh. And my paste wasn't working. Okay, Valentine died. Every year I spend my time never thinking of St. Valentine. One day it came, it was not the same. My heart was not like it used to be. Empty of things to meet she would bring, her smile was mine to keep. I failed to see it was more than me, her smile was, she took away. My tears are colder and I'm much older. They remain that way today. Was it simple words that made you leave or what I did? It's hard to believe. I don't see you in my dreams anymore. It's not like it ever was before. When I thought of you and you thought of me, I want to see your smile again. If I was a lonely, long-lost friend, could you smile and blow me a kiss just so I know that you too miss the place where we used to be? I miss the magic, I miss the songs. When Valentine died, you carried on. That's right, I didn't fix that. Oh, sorry. In poem.
It's not in a fix. That was lovely.
I was going to say, it's beautiful, Hatter. I think that you definitely have a lot of feeling in here, a lot of sadness and a lot of emotion and, I don't know, a lot of regrets.
Anger.
You know, it's hard. Well, I was getting there.
Anger.
A lot of angry man, because you are, you know, an angry marshmallow.
I am angry.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, I can see that. My tears are colder, and I'm much older. They remain that way today. I don't see you in my dreams anymore. It's not like that, and it's not like it ever was before. I failed to see it was more than me. Her smile, she took away. I like that line. Her smile, she took away. Yeah, we take them away, don't we? If I was a lonely, long-life lost friend, could you smile and blow me a kiss just so I know that you too miss the place where we used to be? Yeah, I think that sometimes women just want to forget and just let it go and draw this line in the sand. And there's, if we feel pain, that's not cool. It's just,
it's not cool.
That line is drawn, and we just got to walk away for our own pain.
You know, even if it's the 30 minutes of an uncomfortable conversation, it's got it, you know.
I know. Sometimes, yeah, I think I've known people that have done that. You know, the pain is so strong that the lines are drawn and they won't ever cross them again.
Yeah.
And I'm
too tired to do it over.
Right. And Rack, your thoughts. I mean, it's a beautiful poem. It's very sad. It's very regretful. And yes, I know it's angry.
But you know, it's, I want to say rightly so, because the, you know, sometimes, especially when people draw those lines, it almost makes it feel like it was a lie. You know, you took something that was beautiful and you turned it into this regret and hate and you know, you don't exist anymore. And it's like, well, you know, I thought it was real. I thought it was true. And now you're making me feel like it was all a lie, because, you know, part of that truth, part of that love is you know, the promise of forever. You should play that one. I have a poem called Forever. You should play that one.
I'm pretty sure there's no hate, though. It's
well, that's very adult, and not everybody can do that either. That's a hard thing to do. You know, you realize, you know, hey, we took our shot, it didn't work, but let's still try and be friends. That's lovely. But then when other people, you know, they talk about ghosting, you know, I could never understand that. It's like, it's just words. You know, you had what you had, and there was a time when you know you were the center of my universe, and now, you know, what the hell. It may not be that way anymore, but we could still be civil at least, you know. You'd like to think that, but you know, like you say, the lines are drawn, and it just feels like, you know, everything got cold, and yeah. Well, you know, well, what I thought was one way, I guess not.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen that happen.
Complicated.
I've seen that happen so many times. I think people that have been together for so long could actually walk away as friends, and there's so much bitter and resentment, and there's no respect, and there's not even an ounce of love or what you thought you had. It's just gone.
The beautiful memories become bitter. It's like you remember, you know, oh, she used to reach out and hold my hand. Now it's like, yeah. You look at your hand and you're like, yeah, well, you know, I guess not.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to stick around and watch somebody else live my life. But I'm worth 30 minutes of your time.
Right. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes. Here's what I said. I wrote down, I said, this is a sad poem for a broken-hearted man that is over the bitch. Time to do it again, my friend. I'd ask you to kiss my ass, and I said, women, Bob Humbug. This should be fun to read on the air. I will see I'm next. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, careful of wishing, careful what you wish for sometimes.
Yeah.
It becomes a lifestyle.
Everybody say hello to Miss Purdy Bird.
Pretty bird.
Hello.
Pretty bird. Hi, baby girl. I'm glad you're here. And hello.
Yesterday she was a love bird.
And hello to 404.
She needs a parrot called Lady
A. It's me, sweet pea.
Is that Felon?
That's Felon.
Holy.
All the
babies are here
now. Hello.
I went parole officer for a second.
Party.
I'm joining you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Felon. Hello, pretty bird. I'm so excited.
Hello, lady.
I got some female voices here with my boys.
Yeah. Not just your average either.
I know. My very, very good girl. Neither one of you hear Mr. Hatter's poem.
Unfortunately, I did not. If you give me a minute, I'll read over it right quick.
All right.
I hope we'll have a minute.
Wayne, we're getting to Wayne's comments, so you have time. Wayne, your thoughts on Hedder's
poem. It's a good, sad poem. It's a great, great poem, but it's a sad poem about a man that's kind of, that's just getting over his bitch. So, that's what I got out of it.
Time to move on. I like that.
Yeah, it's okay to write where you used to be, you know.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know it is.
So you want you want Wayne's up there?
No, I'm going to put mine up there, and then Wayne.
Mine, hurry a minute.
All right. Then Wayne.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how much you really hate a woman.
Yeah, put mine up. Wait, I'm going to put mine up first though, and then we'll put his up.
Oh, okay. Well, his will be up there.
All right, it's me and Hatter doing things tonight. It's the dream team.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah,
winging
the dream team.
Winging it.
We're winging it.
Yeah.
We're winging something. So
like the notes all the notes I write down. I can never read them. Can't read my writing.
This has been fun.
When the God of DeVito was born.
Do you want me to get the poem, or are you going to put it up there?
No, I got it.
Do you want me to get it?
I didn't put mine. No, I got it. Because it's not even in the, like, whatever it is. So.
So, Felon's hanging
out. Felon,
you
got any comments?
I was going to say that was very well written, and it does show that I like the end, how you said that you basically say the same words as others have remarked. Yeah, I like the fact that you're moving on and that you're not letting somebody else scorn life hold you down. So very, very impressive.
Yeah, the key is how long this takes you.
I know that too well.
Yeah.
And my prettiest of pretties?
I have not had a chance. I was trying to get in the studio to see if I could load a SoundCloud, but it wasn't working for me, so I'm sorry I was distracted. But I would promise you
to
comment
later. That's fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. All right. So mine is up there under Wayne Jett, which is Kaleidoscope Happy. All right. Kaleidoscope Happy.
Got it.
Okay. Gasping for breath in the shallow depths of unkept promises. Rigor mortis is deceived in the coldness of your lust, sickened by the putrid smells of gangrene, protruding from golden rings binding me to lunacy, framed in a picture of desperation, swallowed in insecurity. Shattered glass shards pierced through the rainbowed shades of my kaleidoscope happy. I lie awake in realms of childhood dreams, beseeching fairy tale endings to become realities. End poem.
And they lived happily ever after.
Yeah. That's exactly what that says.
Yeah. Rock-tour,
did you want me to run comments for you? Oh, you got
yes.
it. Sorry, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Pretty Bird.
No, Pretty Bird, you're in. Go.
Okay. I just feel like I'm running people over. My apologies. I love how you do heartbreak and the depth to which it pierces. Just from the beginning. Well, first of all, that title is just glorious because a kaleidoscope, while, you know, sometimes you think of like, you know, there's childhood things with the prisms and the whatnot. It looks like broken glass to me. It's and so I'm just like, ooh, that's a fabulous title. So gasping for breath in the shallow depths of unkept promises. That is emotionally horrific. That is extremely relatable, and that just wants to graze open those barely covered wounds that we all tend to have. Because, you know, there's always someone somewhere that's just lurking beneath the surface that you could ignore only so much, and then every now and then it wants to seep through, and you're like, damn it, not again, go away. And that's what that feels like to me, that when you put your trust in someone or the idea of someone or the hope of someone, whatever the perception maybe. Well, you expect people to keep their word, you know, and when they don't, and not just when they don't and they don't notice, it's like it means nothing. It's not even a thought. It's not, if it's not a thought, it's not an afterthought. So it's just completely dismissive. And then you're left with all that hope and all of the joy that went with that, with whatever it was that they had promised. And when the bottom falls out of that, you're standing in like the macerated mess of what never was or what was hoped to be. And it is a putrid place to be, emotionally speaking. And yet you wrote that so, you know, with the ever-present queen of darkness and the rigor mortis and gangrene and whatnot. And when you touch on those golden rings binding me to lunacy, you know, here's the thing about that promise of forever. It's not all Prince Charming and fairy tales, though we know, for me, Prince Charming is, you know, Dracula, so, you know, there is that. But, you know, those fairy tales of happily ever after, nobody ever tells you growing up that it's a lot of freaking work. You know, it is not just, oh, well, now we said I do, and let's just frolic in the hills. I'm like, well, yeah, well, that's how freaking Jack broke his crown, but whatever. And so there's a lot that goes into it, and not every party in that relationship is on the same page of how hard you want to work at any given moment. So it's this ebb and flow and ebb and flow that hopefully mostly you're on the same page. And sometimes people just forget to switch chapters or whatever the heck may be, and things get out of sync. And it is painful for the one that's still running in the same direction, not realizing the other one has stopped or paused or is drudging through some stuff or whatever it is. It is work. It is a full-time job. But so long as the good outweighs the bad, of course, in this poem, you know, not so much. I'm just saying, you know, I lie awake in realms of childhood dreams, beseeching fairy tale endings to become realities. I think we just have to rewrite our story and not lessen our standards, just know that people are flawed. And we love them anyway. And this, for being a brevity, is extremely, extremely powerful. So now that I've talked for 10 hours, Rack and Tori, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I miss you, pretty bird.
Thank you.
When somebody, you know, commits themselves to something like that, that there's a sense of betrayal, I think, when it falls down, because, you know, you've got certain expectations and you're going into it all wide-eyed and hopeful, and then, you know, that gets crushed, and part of that, you know, you feel like it's your own fault, but, you know, it's everybody's fault, but you know, like Pretty Bird said about, you know, working on it and stuff like that, it takes two. But the problem tends to come up, and, you know, when things come off the rails, you had different ideas of what, you know, the forever means. It's like, well, I meant it at the time, you know, that's not good enough, you know. The pain in this is very real, and again, I'm going to say it like you know, own it. It's unfortunately relatable. The lies.
Thank you, my rack.
Yeah.
And Felon, your thoughts?
Oh, how wounds will fester and come up to the nastiest smells that we've ever seen. Everything looks so nice and smooth when you first see it. It's so pink and pretty. But yet, when it's been laying there for just a little while, you'll just start seeing this, how everything starts flaking off the shit that it becomes. You know, you can only hide your crazy for so long and so many promises that you're going to break. So I like the fact that you use rigor mortis, because takes quite some time before the death gets really hard and stiff. You're laying beside it. So, I mean, it might be dead for a while, but it takes a while before you even notice that it's just cold and just stiff. There's nothing else there. That's in their relationship and a lot of things. And the cloud is set up of happy. We see all these glorious colors and things. We look at things through an eyeglass of
of our perceptions, not of reality. So I think that you ended it well with the fairy tale ending to become reality, because we all have a what we want it to be. The truth is, we're just that damn princess laying on those thousand mattresses. We want that one pee, and we're still going to feel the shit. So, and unfortunately, we feel the wrong shit at times. So I think this is an excellent ride, and just speaks of sweet pee all over. Very enjoyable.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh,
Fallon
with the putrid smells of pus. Thank you so much, because that is right up my nostrils right about now. So, unfortunate memories is all I'm going to say. And, Hatter, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, like sort of what Rock was saying, words come too easy, and then they seem to not be able to be said at the end of it. You know, it gets complicated. I think the individual knows if they're capable of a love of your life to be the only one. I mean, for lack of a better term, a one-owner dog. Yeah, that's a bad term. But
I don't know. I love my dog an awful lot.
Yeah, and Kaleidoscope Happy. I was reading this thing. I was reading it a second time, and I go, "Oh, that's a good line. That should be the title." And I look up, and I go, "Damn, if it wasn't, good choice."
Thank you.
And Mr. Wayne, if you would leave a comment, and then you are on the board.
Yes. Okay. First, I'd like to say, Fallon, I love you. And after that, what I said on the comment was, "This is a lovely poem, wonderful emotion, and a person." You read it. You're amazing lately. You've been good, but you've gone to a higher level. Why don't you throw me a rope before you get so high I can't see you? Plus, you're a fall. Never mind. Good job, sweetness.
Thank you. All right, Wayne, I'm going to throw you up on the board.
Yeah, this time, this one, you really don't like your girlfriend no more.
All right, here we go, Mr. Wayne. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Went to see my girlfriend. Getting close to Valentine's Day. Stopped to buy her flowers. And candy on the way. She had been quiet lately. Wondered what was on her mind. Maybe she'll feel better. When it actually be my Valentine. I walked to her place. A strange car in the driveway. Looked like the lights were out. It was already midday. Peeked in the window. There wasn't much to see, except two empty wine bottles, half-eaten box of candy. And there was one other thing. A dozen long-stemmed roses. I'm not too bright, but I knew they were in bed playing toesies. I talked for a minute before I got the knife. This would be the first time in daylight I took life. Walked around by the guest bedroom. Was an unlocked window. Jenny raised the seal. Climbed inside so very slow. I wanted to surprise them. Get there before they know. As I slipped down the hall, my anger started to grow. To hear people snoring must have been a long night. Wasn't this deed without having to fight? And I got an idea. Why not burn them alive? To jump out the window, be only one survive. I snuck out back, grabbed that gallon of Moore's gas. This should do it. Burn them up really fast. Went back in the house, poured it down the hall, took to the bedroom. Hated what I saw. To see the naked was more than I could take. Dropped the candy, pulled out my knife. They started to wait. The first cut I made,
yeah,
he happened to his thigh. He screamed, looked at me, said, "Why?" My girlfriend jumped out of bed with great big eyes. And soon I cut him again. That made two thighs. My girl was frantic, trying to get out the door, spun around, stuck a knife in her gut. Said, "You whore." She didn't yell much till I twisted the blade. She screamed, wouldn't believe the power of blood made. Returned to Romeo. He couldn't stand, still crying. Could see by the look in his eye, he knew he was dying. My girl was gurgling blood, poured gasoline on her head. Then I walked over to the guy, poured a little on bed. Decided it was time to go. I'd been there most of an hour. Newspaper said undetermined, lest he was in the fire. I spent Valentine's with a prostitute, quietly at my place. We sipped wine, made some chocolates, with fine taste. With my evil smile, I was thinking, chilling was fun. And I had this feeling, my Valentine's king wasn't done. Signed, Freddy, or maybe one again.
There's something so wrong with you. I don't know what, but I really like it about you. Oh, remind me, I'm never Valentine's with you. Don't ask me to be your Valentine. Don't do anything. But, you know, oh, my God. Oh, what, your details. Snuck out back, grabbed a gallon of mower's gas. See them naked was more than I could take. My girl jumped out of bed with great big eyes. She didn't yell much as I twisted the blade. The girl was gurgling blood, poured gasoline on the head. I spent Valentine's Day with a prostitute, quietly at my place. I love all of that. You're fabulous, great, amazing, way to be. Just perfect.
Who didn't like it?
So.
That's a great little
wonderful.
Like it,
yeah. It was fabulous. Rack, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm imagining Wayne, you know, getting married and registering for cutlery, because every time you turn around, he's got some sort of sharp implement, and it's plunging into somebody or twisting, and I would be disappointed if there wasn't at least one body. I like when you get like this, because you get very expressive in your alliteration and details and you know, the jumping out of windows and everything else. It's like, you know, and then I spent the night with a prostitute. You know, it's no big deal.
Good.
That's a cool piece, Wayne.
Thank you.
And Pretty Bird?
So I have a couple of questions here, Wayne. Now, for our Sunday night special, if you are full Wayne, all draw, racing through your stuff, all fabulous, like, you talk about My Bloody Valentine, your voice gets low and slow and soft. I mean, that was like sexy Wayne voice, all about, you know, this is the not bad, by the way. It's like you're channeling your inner Rack. But I'm fascinated by this. This would be the first time in daylight I took a knife. I took a life. I was like, "Well, look at you!" And while you got yourself a Valentine, you bought yourself one off the streets. Apparently, she's gonna meet her own demise that night too, because you got a taste for that viscous red liquid. You do. And just a quick reminder: you still haven't killed me yet. I'm not offended. It's fine.
Oh, man. What am I doing?
Alone.
You know. Oh, so awesome.
And Mr. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would get some bleach bit. And taking this on my computer. No, it's pretty dark, Wade. That's how I feel about Valentine's. Like I said before, don't get married on Valentine's Day. It's a bad one.
Burn them alive.
sees him. He gives up.
And let's
did we lose
see.
Sweet Pea? Oh, there she is.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay,
and
okay,
then
okay.
Bell, in your thoughts.
I think you should come with like a contract or a clause. Let us know what's going down. If you know things don't go kind of awry or astray, because I want to know exactly what your plan is, because you're just kind of cutting edge, if you know what I mean. Double entendre right there. I think I would be on your side if it was my boyfriend there. But I think we'd be quite the collaboration there in the bedroom. We'd be like cutting up some new stuff, parts and everything else, man parts. They'd be just strung around my neck. I'd just own some of those. But yeah, I like your little style, because and then you go and get a cheap little hoe. I mean, that's how you end it, because why not pay for it? You ain't got to worry about where it's going afterwards. You just pay for the moment. So, excellent, right?
That's funny.
That's perfect.
So where did you meet him?
Oh,
the crime. Yeah.
Between the second and third rib, right, Selwyn?
Yeah.
And then across the muscle, yes. And the second, third, and across the muscle, absolutely.
I didn't have a date tonight, so I might as well. I'll just pick somebody up.
Pretty Bird, you can't get in the studio. Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, I'm having issues with everything because I'm not on my computer. I just have my tablet. It's not the same animal.
Oh, okay.
It's a different bird.
It is a different bird. And mine won't load clips into the studio because I can't get into the studio hardly at all. It keeps kicking me out. Damn it. So we're having issues getting SoundClouds in studios. For all of you that want SoundClouds, you may have to read. But that's going to be a hard time. Let me know.
Okay.
Anything I can do? Anything I can do?
Can you put an audio clip in?
Don't ask me that.
That's my problem. I keep trying to download, and every time I download, it stops and then boots. Stops and boots, so. Not that I'm all that great at it anyway. It takes me a while.
We have to hurry.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can swear, yeah.
Hey, Felon, you want to read somebody else? Or I need somebody to read.
Sure, I'll do whatever. I'm down for whatever. I don't. I can't do his.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Can't do his.
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it. All right, I'll have Wayne do it.
Thank you.
That'll be fun.
No, that was a joke. I know that was a joke.
All right. Let's see. I've got Pretty Bird. Do you want to read AP for me? I don't know where he is.
Pretty Bird.
I could.
Okay.
I mean, I won't do it justice because I'm not AP Taylor, but I can read it.
Well, I'm going to hold out and see if he shows up, but he hasn't arrived yet. So,
all right. Well, if you give me the end and you need me to read it, I'll read it.
Okay. But I am going to have, Bellin, I'm going to have you read whatever one you want. I mean, I just did have prostitutes and killers. So read whichever
one
you prefer.
I'll just read the Love War and Tactics. Love and War Tactics.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you need to put it up or you got it?
No, you can go ahead and throw it up. Because I'm working off of
there we go.
I'm working off of two laptops right now, two different worlds.
Okay. This is
going
to be a film, guys. But here we go. It's called Love and War Tactics. Sitting alone, asking myself, is there such a thing as hell? Only to hear the devil belch. What I felt, he expelled. Revenge has a blood smell. When reality jumps its rail, here's a woman scorned kind of tale. Today I'm going to preach you the truth, the reason why love and war bruised, the dude trying to take me to school. We're gathered here today to help me dig a grave, very shit that he tried to play. Better yet, a fire pit baptized in flames, karma blaze. So there's no ashes to ashes, only rolled plastic. And Daddy's hatchet, me being dramatic. I battled with love and took war captive. Tactics putting me in a straitjacket. Crazy? He just cashed it. Combative gets ratchet to the bitch he's smashing. He's collecting trash, risking more than rashes. See, she has on gas station eyelashes, just store half-off fashion. Street hoe, no interest in, no passion. See, side chicks, his dick, me sick, coming equipped in matchsticks for one flick. Burning down all the shit, flaming bitch to, of a hypocrite, a maverick of a, in a cockpit who failed to truly commit, thinking he is so damn slick. Confident burns so quick, which brings me back to this. We're gathered here today to help me dig this grave, bury the shit that he tried to play. Better yet, the fire pit baptizing flames, karma blaze. See, there's no ashes to ashes, only rolled plastic and daddy's hatchet, me being dramatic. A battle when love took war captive, tactics putting me in a straitjacket. Crazy. He had just cast it. If that gets ratchet to a bitch he's smashing, he's collecting trash, risking more than rashes. See, she's wearing gas station eyelashes, thrift store, half-off fashion, street hoe. So no interesting, no passion. The side chicks, his dick, me sick, comes equipped and match six to one flick. And that bitch, he burned down quick. End story.
Wow. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love this. I love to board captive. Tactics putting me in a straitjacket. Crazy, he just cashed it. I absolutely also love she has on gas station lashes, thrift store half-off fashion. I love those lines. I don't care
Thank you.
How expensive my lashes are. By the time I'm done with them, they look like they're gas station lashes. So I really they deserve it. I will be there as we are gathered here today to help you dig this grave. Baptizing flames, karma blasted. I got to shut up or I'm going to take them all. You have such a really great way to of putting, you know, that felon spin on it, that edge, that really quick wits, putting it together, you know, all in that spin, which I'm learning, because I don't have that heavy edge, that quick-witted edge, and I really love it. I am in awe of it, and I think it's, as you put it, so damn slick. Very well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Mr. Racontor, your thoughts?
Oh, you had to mention her being slick, huh? Oh, my God, the thoughts you put in my head. I miss you, Felon. I love your straightforwardness and your honesty and the way you tell the story, because you know you like you said in the middle of the poem, you know, you tell it like it is, and there's no denying, you know, what you went through, you know, the feelings that it brings about, you know, and you get in some really good, you know, matchstick quick. That whole verse was excellent. You know, you put people in their place, deservedly so, and in a way that's just like, you know, okay, burn. And I just, you know, I love it. I love it. And the emotion that you bring about, it's raw and it's real. And that's, you know, what I enjoy about reading you and listening to you.
Thank you, Reckontor. I mean, this is an actual song to a beat than the beat war. So it has more meaning when you put the sound with it. But, I'm not going to say I got this from experience, but I think it's from my past. So, yeah, me can bring that out in you.
And Wayne, your thoughts.
Yes. I said, great job on the dip-dab hip-hop crap. You're a wonderful, crazy person. Last standard says it all, I think. You got it. You're down. Where's the sound? This should be getting around. You'd be bad, babe. Good job.
Thanks, Wayne.
And Pat, are your thoughts?
We are gathered here today. I love that. Help me dig a grave. Or tried to play. Better yet, let's make a fire pit. That's to the point. So she's down for a fire. Okay. Nicely done. sort of sounds like the prelim to the thoughts of a stalker.
No, just a cheater. It's a cheater. He just needs to be show a few things. Maybe a flame or so.
Yeah.
Just a little flame about this dude.
Flailing. Yeah. Beware of flailing thoughts. Remember your friend.
You're not flailing. You're very inferno.
Yeah. And uncontrollable.
That is true.
This is true. And Pretty Bird, your thoughts.
You know, you gotta love a piece that right from the beginning says, well, revenge has a blood smell, because you know what? Sometimes, yes, it does. But I am loving combative gets ratted to a bitchy smashing, because you know, sometimes, again, I say yes. Because you can only be so composed before you say, F this, it's on. And I absolutely love that. You go down the list, tearing her trashy ass up, street hoe. I love that. I do. I love it all. I do. Love the attitude. Love the FU. Love the, you know, I don't mind that burning flesh smells like a barbecue. We're good. I love that feeling in that. I just do. You know, let's just make some s'mores on your carcass. We're good. I love that because, you know, girly don't play, and that is just freaking fabulous. There's a lot of strength in this piece. There's a lot of no shits given in this piece, which, you know, I tend to enjoy. But I love that street hoe. That just cracks me up. I don't know why. There's just the finality of that truth that I just love that. So excellent.
Thank you, Pretty Bird. But you know how you silence him really quick? If you put an apple in his mouth before you put him on the barbecue.
Well, you know, that goes very well with that spit, I'm just saying.
The little pig.
I like that.
Put a little apple in his mouth.
You know, they sell pigtails. I am just putting it out there. Enough said, it ain't Sunday.
No. I'm from the South, and we do eat a lot of weird things, but I'm not eating that.
I know. I know it's not. Hey, Pretty Bird, you know it's not Sunday, but yay prostitutes keep showing up on my board. I don't know what that's all about.
Isn't that true?
I know.
Selling on the line.
Selling mentioned flaming, so there's that.
Oh, good Lord, people.
OMG.
All right, I'm going to read a poem now about Valentine's Day, about the darkness of it, about Pee-wee. Trying times. Enraptured, then shattered, after nothing matters, tattered and battered, memories on a platter. Romance, once heaven sent, bent when went, intent to vent the tepid stench of your descent. When you broke me, don't you see, broke feeble me completely. Now I just be and bleed, seems clean through reality. Days I've tried, fine, blind, nights trying, inside blue, it's true, but for who? I do rue. I rue you. You seem broken completely, bleeding me to finally see only thing you'd ever be, another misspent memory. Trying times I still find pieces of you on my mind, but when I try sometimes, finding you not there to find. End peace. I like the rhyme. I like the back and forth, especially like, but when I try sometimes finding you not there to find, it's very sad. Invent to vent the tempered stench of your descent. Fabulous rhyme in here. It's also very brokenhearted. And there's a lot of anger in here, too. Like, you did what you did. Yeah, I did. But I'm not reading the author's notes for quite a few reasons. But good reasons. Yeah, just some. It's a great poem. I really like the ins and outs of it. It's like serpent. It weaves very well, and it's got a great meaning. And you know, it's like someone really pissed you off, and it's kind of like, yeah, I might be hurt, but you can go screw yourself. I really don't care. I think that happens a lot too. It's kind of the opposite, or kind of fits like the Glove of Hatters poem, where you were saying, you know, you don't, I just need a 30-minute conversation, and this is like, you don't get a 10-second conversation with me. So they contrast each other. So I thought that was kind of unique that we had the two poems. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Very broken, angry, broken heart year. Thank you, Pee-wee. Rackentor, your thoughts?
You know, to me, this speaks of somebody that puts a value in a relationship. And when someone dares to trash it, it's like, well, you know, I've got no use for you now. You know, that this was something that I was, you know, I held dear, held in esteem, meant something to me, and just, you know, it got trashed. And you know, I'm blaming you. And you know, I can't forgive for it. You know, it's just something that you put me through, and it things will never be the same again. So, yeah, I really appreciate the piece, and I'm sorry I can't read the author's notes.
Yeah, and Hatter.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you're all brokenhearted and forlorn and all this, it's the biggest thing, the best thing you can think of is, look, you're not the first, and you're not going to be the last. People's hearts are broken all the time. Get over it. Nah, and I'm the last one that should be giving advice.
Yeah. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes. I said, wow, lots of emotion of missing someone and not because he's a brokenhearted man, which I hear is a bad state to be in. Good job, Pee Wee. Great poem from the heart. Tell her to kiss your ass and be over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Felon, your thoughts?
I was very impressed with this poem, for one. What really spoke to me loudly was you see broken completely, leading me to finally see only thing you'll ever be, another misspent memory. That for one, the cadence and the in this one stanza speaks for. I mean, I think that one stanza could be a poem in itself, a nice little brevity. I mean, this is a brevity in itself too, but this is that just really, I don't know, pierced my heart. I think that he wrote. I mean, this was very well written, and I think it's true to form to maybe some feelings he's having. And I think the feelings that he put in his author's note is maybe kind of what he's feeling too. I think that's what he's really meaning to say, but in a nice way he said it this way. So excellent, right, and very, very, very well for the Valentine's thingy.
Yeah,
great job.
I thought it was great. And Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that another misspent memory line. But this breaks my heart a little bit because it goes through the end. It's like a full story in like, you know, six verses or how many verses there is, because it's all enraptured, you know. And then, you know, she turns to ask like people do. And at the end, after bleeding him dry, he's like, and yet I still find pieces of you on my mind. And that's the part that breaks me, because sometimes it doesn't matter, you know, 10 years down the road where nothing means nothing, they're a blip and whatever, can't even remember their last name, but you remember how that feels, you know. It shapes future relationships when it cuts that deep. It kind of changes who you are or how you allow yourself to trust. And so that last verse is kind of what, you know, that's like, oh, damn it, and then, you know, F you, but you know, hey, because sometimes you can't feel what you're feeling because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Right. And that's crazy. All right. I am going to. I've got two more left. Well, I've got three more left. So I'm going to send this one to you, Felon, to look over real quick.
Okay.
See if I can do that. And then I am going to have Pretty Bird, if you brought us one, read yours.
I do. I've got pick A or okay. I've got one that's actually Valentine's related, and then I've got Love Redacted.
I love Love Redacted, but I haven't heard the Valentine's one, so I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, it's not heart wrenching. It's pretty much F this holiday without the F.
Well, I was going to say, pick the one you want me to look to read.
It's Valentine's. I'll do Valentine's. I can stay on theme.
Love Redacted.
Pick the one
on
you know I'll
too.
Love.
Well, that's Love Redacted. Like, that's a hands down if you put it that way.
All right.
So we will do that one.
All right.
Give me a second to grab it.
Okay.
Okay. And it is on the board. I have yet to read this one, so this will be a first. And probably a last, to be honest with you, so here it goes. This is Love Redacted. Ghosts resurrected in ethereal truths under the guise of heartfelt promises. Time after time was pleaded honesty. I lost my voice in fear of a reabandoned heart. So I jumped all in self-destructive wake, left to languish in toxic hope, left to waver in the wind, but even the wind dies. Struggling to verbalize fear, my pain burns trust every time it sprouts behind a privacy screen that exsanguinates me. You didn't talk because your truth hurts me, but truth hurts less than deception, and silence hollowed my bones until all I am is an echo of an echo, lost in the dying breath of hope. Unwanted equals unloved. Disregard equals heartless. I know the more I asked, the more it hurt, but how else could I try to help you? Now you return to everything you hate about me. Relieved to not be destroyed by our choices and our pain, it must feel safer there. Still tied, I promise I will fix that. And then you can't blame me for feeling stuck, barely breathing, half alive. I promise I'll fix it all, and you'll be free of the weight of my soul, a gift to help you find all the happiness you believe I stole by merely existing. No part of love is hate, so I wonder, in all this resentment, how long you were waiting to leave. You read me wrong, and now my truth lives in your lies. The truth is, I do not exist anymore. End poem.
Damn.
Like the sound damn is like the best thing ever.
Damn.
You know how I feel about this poem. You know everything I would ever say. So we'll just go to Felon because you already know. So
yes, ma'am.
We'll just leave it at that.
Oh my God. Are you serious? I'm glad you did read this one. For one, it just reads that you're caught in a relationship or a marriage that is just functioning just to function because maybe you have other obligations that you're trying to hold on to or to keep until a certain time. And yet maybe after a certain time, you're just like, well, we're at the end of this contract or end of this thing that we can get off this and just go about our ways. And I'm going to free you of all of me and you can just go do whatever it is you want to do. But this rips your heart out and just stomps on it. There's too many lines in here for me to just go to whatever, but what really speaks to me, and that is silly, but it says unwanted equals unloved and disregard equals heartless. So I know the more I ask, the more it hurts, but how else could I try to help you? And it's not that he's hurting, it's that you're hurting. This is just, wow, amazing. Just damn, again. This is,
thank you.
Amazing, amazing. Pretty bird all the way. Pretty bird all the way.
You're awesome.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, I said, this is wild. I can't believe you were so honest with yourself. The emotions are kind of like an accepting, hurtful way of emotions. It gets to the heart, so it's kind of a sad, sad point, but he's honest. the way your emotions were so perfect that, like, you were honest with yourself for the first time. You just turned yourself out honest to be about the whole situation. Great poem. I loved it.
Thank you.
And Rackentor, your thoughts?
Unmuted.
Oh, he dropped.
Oh, he did.
Oh.
Nice. And Pat, are your thoughts then?
Yeah, I love the line that, whatever how you ended it, you read me wrong. The line immediately popped in my head, you loved me wrong, which makes a lot of sense. If I'm just a part of your convenience and I wasn't aware of it, that's a dirty play. And to find out later, you invested, he didn't, or she didn't. Very thought-provoking. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're hitting home. You're hitting home. I'm telling you what. That's the poem for me. You know that. Oh, wow. Okay. We are going to put Lockdown Lars on the board. And Belen is going to read that one for me.
Okie dokie. Let me get to
grab it.
There we go.
Okay. Grab
it. Okay. I think you already put it on there.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. You didn't. So, Amy.
All right. He's on the board.
Okay, this is by Lockdown Lars, and it's called Plan B. Plan A was to sing a love song, and yet too soon we grew apart, until Plan B finally came along and climbed into the aching heart. Plan A was always to have a son, someone to pass on a father's name. Dad miscarriages, and this is undone. Plan B lights up more than one flame. With list of one path brings many tears, another will be a joyous ride. With list of parenting two daughters fears, my tears flow, thinking of my great pride. There was no plan A for the twilight, and Lark retired and locking down unknowing, yet before sleeping the longest night, suddenly life rhymes are flowing. Looking back, it was always love, living there, and no need for a plan B. Regret not, live longly, loving and giving, and you will love your destiny. End point. Sorry about messing that up.
That was an awesome read. Don't worry. I like this, Lark. This is great. Yeah, I think sometimes that while we're living in the non-moments, because it's very difficult to live in the moments, we're always thinking, oh, wait a minute, I should have done that. That was my plan. I was supposed to be here at this point in my life. I should have been, could have been. Why aren't I now here? Because that was the plan of what I was supposed to be doing. And you know, everybody, especially as we're growing up, well, you should have 2.579, you know, kilometers of this, and this should be in the bank account, and this is children you should have, and this is the house you should live in. You should have that graduate degree, or you should be here, because that's the plan. And I have yet to meet that plan yet. I am so far behind the plan, and good Lord, I am 58 years old, and I have yet to even get to the plan I was supposed to be on at 26. So if anybody can help me catch up, that would be great, because Lord knows my plan was not to have a 40-year-old at 58. So I can't erase him at any point in my life. So I have a 40-year-old son at 58, and my plan is not going the way it is, but he and I are the best friends, and life is good, and I don't know what to do. I threw my plan away a long time ago. So I don't know about you guys, but I really like this. There's no need for plan B, just kick ass at him every day. So here you go. Belen, you read it. What did you think of it?
Oh, I really like this because, you know, when you plan a life or you plan a certain thing, guess what? It's kind of boring. Once you just live out of the seat of your pants, let life come as it comes. And he wanted his son to carry on his name. Who's to say that his daughter won't use his last name and carry it on that way too? I mean, things have a way of working itself out, and carrying on a name is is not as important as giving life to something that represents you. And I think this is a very loving and carefree poem about life, and that you just can't, sometimes you can't plan the way your destiny is fated. So I think that this is just an amazing poem, and it was a pleasure reading it for
you. I absolutely think he will agree. Your voice is definitely a pleasure for him to hear. And Wayne, your thoughts? Did I lose Wayne?
Oh, he dropped.
Okay. And your thoughts, Pretty Bird?
I'm going to start with the prompt, which was a Mike Tyson quote, which I had to chuckle at, because never in a million years would I have thought Mike Tyson could inspire something like this. So the quote was, everybody has a plan until they get hit. And nothing hits harder than the loss of a child, unborn or not. And you go through life, and it smacks you sideways, and it knocks you down, and you find joy in things you never knew you wanted. And it takes a life well lived. At some point, you have to realize that that's exactly what that is as you're living it, to be able to look back and love every moment, even the pain, because without that pain, the joy just wouldn't be as joyful. And I think that this is a lovely message, and it is very well told.
And Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, good point. The next line of the office note, so I have to read, I have to share it. It says, can't wait for the reaction of the better half on hearing she was plan B. That's sort of fitting.
That's funny. I'm sure he has a great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. She'll have no problem with that.
It's better than plan C.
We'll laugh about it. We'll laugh about it later. Have a drink. Very well thought out.
It is. And let me see who we got going here. Rack is back. Hello, Rack. I'm glad you came back.
Hey.
Oh. I'm sorry you were on hold for so long.
That's okay. It's been a while since I've been held.
Aw, you're funny. God, I've got such a bad echo in my ear.
Hey, the pun man.
Pun man. All right, let's see who I've got else. I doubt if I'm going to hear AP, so let's have you read AP.
Okay. I will put them up. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay, here it's on the board. This is Lose Yourself to Roses by A.P. Taylor. If violence is red, authority's arrival soon due. The navy blue, the thread on roses of bloodstains new. Flowers with thorns deeply pierced and forced into when some part fawns find blood streaming through. Blooded and salty, imbibe deep a heady brew. Beer texture and malty, then as lose yourself askew. That one shot take, opportunity, teeter, totter, do. Difference you make, but no longer recalling to who. While you're taken away, face consequences cue of assault in a fray where once this love knew. End poem.
Okay. Well, I got kicked out again. Can you take comments, Pretty Bird? I'll be right back.
I can. Okay. So first, what an honor to read. I know I did not do that justice because I do not have that lilt and that cadence and all the stuff that this was written with. But if violence is red, I love how that starts. because with the title being Lose Yourself to Roses, I mean, that just kind of kicks you in the face to begin with. Well, if violence is red, you know, like, well, here come the cops. Here we go. They're on their way. And I kind of love how that kind of leads in, you know, to the thorns and how they pierce. And if roses are relationships and words cut like a knife, because that's where my mind goes. I'm sure that's not what he wrote, but that's where my mind goes. Blooded and salty, i.e. tears to me, imbibe deep the heady brew, beer texture and malty, then lose yourself as you. Because you know what? I think that we have all been guilty of this, and some of us still are, me included at times. It is easy to be so wrapped up in the drunkenness of a new relationship or a relationship that you just are so in love with. And I mean in love with the idea of being in love with the relationship, not necessarily the person, that you are all in, and whatever it is that was uniquely you gets muddied and blurred in the process of that, of and finding your own bliss, not realizing that you let who you are go. And that is what this feels like to me. While, you know, while you're taken away and face the consequences, you know, where, you know, I mean, let's face it, when we lose ourselves, who then did the people that love us fall in love with if we are no longer the person they were when the person we were when they fell in love? I mean, that's kind of the whole conundrum of the process. And that's what this reads like to me. But again, I could be wrong. But I love that that's what this feels like. I love that it is just steeped in that metaphor where roses are meant to be love, and it starts out just ripping you open. And I kind of love that. So if you are back, sweet, are you taking over?
Yes, I am. I cannot agree with you more. I really do like this poem. I love the one-shot take opportunity to hear Totter do, difference you make but no longer recalling to who. He has such a great way of that cadence and that rhyme and that kind of subtle mystery, like, where am I, what do I feel, you know, and his metaphorical flow throughout here. I like beer texture and malty, then lose yourself askew. I don't know, his imagery and his textual metaphors always take me on a path of, what the hell are we going through now? But I also love, like you said, that very first line, if violence is red, authorities' arrival soon do. You did really good with this one, and trying to figure out where we're going with love and why we're going there and the headiness of it. Very well done, Mr. A.P. Hatter. And Hatter, your thoughts? I called him A.P. Hatter, didn't I? Instead of A.P. Hatter.
You did.
Oh, my God, because I was thinking of asking Hatter what he thought of Taylor's poem. Oh, all right. This is me. There you go. Hatter, your thoughts on A.P. Taylor's poem? I lose Hatter too.
He's on mute, maybe?
I don't know.
Nope, he just dropped.
Oh, I'm dropping him like flies. End of the evening.
So wrapping in a room with all the ladies.
Okay, wrap your thoughts.
I love the way AP handles metaphor. It's always so layered. Yeah, the idea of roses and violence from the opening, like Pretty Bird mentioned, that struck me from the very beginning, and he's always very layered and challenges your perceptions when he does something like that, because the idea of something not being what you thought it was comes to mind, and the other idea of growing a relationship, you know, is a live thing, and it changes as it grows, and hopefully, you know, you grow with it and not apart from it. So he's got all that wrapped up in that piece, and it really makes you think. And you did a great job reading it, Pretty Bird. And you may not have the cadence of AP, but you know, it's still, you know, his words still shine through. It was a lovely piece.
All right.
Well, thank you.
I think we're good. I am going to read the last one.
Can I comment on it?
I'm sorry, Kelly.
That's okay.
I'm so upset I called. I have a totally different take. Okay.
I have a totally different take than everybody. From what I gather is this, there's someone that's been drinking a little bit because he says the one-shot opportunity teeter-totter do. I think he's going to some other gentleman's lady and started talking all this love guru and probably brought her some flowers or she had roses in her hands and she started beating him upon the face with the roses and then the boyfriend jumped in and that's when the police came and that's why he didn't know who he was speaking to. That, you know, but no longer recalling to who because he's going to get his ass whooped. He's looking around like, who did I speak to? Who was I talking to? That's what I gather from it. I might be way off, but
you are awesome.
I think that's what he's
like
doing.
It.
I think he's going to get his ass whipped in a bar. So
oh, God,
that's what somebody
I love
else is
a drunken bar fight with only one drunk person beating up on somebody
yes.
in the pool. Is that a pretty fabulous?
With the roses?
That's what I think. Yep.
First off, I love the fact that AP might be in a bar fight. That in itself is enough of a visual to make me giggle for the rest of the evening. That would be fun. Yes, it would. That would just be hysterical to me. Oh my God, I'm just going to keep that visual. And the fact I called him AP Hatter would be the reason he might get into a bar fight with me. That would be even more fun. Oh, good Lord, that would be great. I apologize, sir. I really do. I know you're going to listen to this later and go, "What is wrong with you?" I might even get a call. And if I do, I'm going to conference you in, Miss Pretty Bird, just because I know you're going to want to
hear. Oh,
yes,
please.
I know. Oh, Lord help me. All right, guys, I have to. Yeah, I know you do. I'm going to read the last poem of the night. You guys, I've had so much fun tonight. Thank you for all of you joining me. Let's see. That is not the poem I want. I want Deb's poem. Breathe. My voice is going.
Breathe.
Do something. All right. I got to get Deb's up here. Pre-Bird, can you grab the three? I wish I was doing this episode high like I did last time when this was all messing up on me because that was funner. But now I'm just frustrated because it's messing up on me and it's not as fun.
Give me one second.
Yeah, the last time I had this much computer messing screen with me, I had help to enjoy it. This is not enjoyable.
She is on the board.
Yeah, well, now I got to get on the board.
Yes, she is.
Oh, right. I have a poem with that same exact image.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. This is baking Valentine cookies and picking up pins at the mall. 1. The voice in the slideshow plays on a loop inside my brain. It corners me and now sleep holds no key to breaking me from this prison. No oasis thaw me from the icy darkness you drop-kick me into. Not without the roaring flames from the fire pits tossing up sparks to burn the yellow blaze back into the sunshine. Chilling as the crimson moonbeams spread with black light glow and shadowed finger stripes thread into opaque dry ice fog clogging the pores. Blood spills thick red from the back stabbed wound that pierces out the breastbone, then clots scabbing brown. As the smoking hellfire flares shoot up, then freeze, covering Beelzebub's throne in sharp, impregnable, icicle Yeah, Spikes. I love that name, too. Two, my every once heated breath is excelled in snowflake-laced belladonna mist. Vampires suck me dry now. Dehydrated flesh shines ash gray. Frostbite, the little light inside me, an ice-salted grain spill. Not warm saltwater teardrops. Whimpered groans echo scraped with a sandpaper blinks, dripping red droplets. Bloodshot stare mirrors, crimson lips the colors. Three, cake encrusted sticky platelets, stained flesh, shaped in a broken flaking freeze-dried Valentine scab. The scab is you. I pick it off and it bleeds goodbyes. Four. Shopping list reads ingredients for baking cookie cutter dolls and gingerbread. Sharp red push pins and bobbin of blood, tinted thread. Plucked hair follicles brown. Plucked hair follicles from the pillow on the bed and itching powder to line that mohair suit jacket with two. Candle wax drips as light dances to incantation said with fingertips, pushing pins through gingerbread heads. Enough said. And poem. Owie. I like the pins where she has them in the picture. Look closely up the head.
Oh, my.
Those pins are pushed in there tight. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that
is where you pluck those hair follicles, from the pillow on the bed. My. This is quite chilling. Do not break the heart of Deborah Lee. I am just letting you know. Never. Well, I don't have to worry about it because I'm not going to break her heart like that anyway. But this is kind of cold. This is ice cold, heartbreaking, I will get you my pretty cold. Done very well by our one and only sweet talking, heartbreaking, I will get you my pretty if you screw with me, poetress Deborah Lee. Raconteur, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, that was my same takeaway. I hope I don't ever piss you off, Debs. There's something about the delight she seems to take in getting even, and the just desserts that she pictures. She's a little too vivid in the details, almost as if it might be from experience. I don't know, but.
Cookie voodoo dolls.
Yes, something like that. And she pulls out her lovely crayon box and everything else, and she's got it going, beautiful rhyme and cadence.
Yes. And Felon, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm with Deb on this, but I don't think I would use the push pins. I think I would just start biting certain places. Maybe, the head, the crotch, places like that. I'm going all in. We're gonna take the wax and put it in his eyeballs, all kind of stuff. But the beauty of this is how she takes the teal and the fires, and she weaves them together to show just how warm things could be and how hot and steamy it could be as far as the anger, and then how cold the person is left. I think that she wove that together beautifully, and I don't think I'm going to her house to bake no cookies unless my hair's not over there. I'm wearing a shower cap when next time I'm around her.
Yeah.
You didn't know me.
No, me either.
Great job, Dad.
Yeah. Hatter, your thoughts.
What's the reason? That's the list one, two, and three.
Right? That's just the way she wrote the poem. I'm sure there's some kind of
are
spectacular
they supposed to stand
form
alone?
For.
Are they supposed to stand alone?
It's a vignette.
Yeah.
Well, they're intertwined, kind of like chapters, like so they stand alone-ish, but they're all part of the story.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was the third one. Yeah, the scab is you. And she says, the scab is you, and I pick it off. Oh, God. I mean, didn't see that one coming. I mean, Yeah, don't mess with Deb until she has her coffee in the morning, and when she's holding a crayon, it's best to just be silent.
I'm sorry. I got a visual of it. And even true, if someone did not just stay in asylum, don't mess with her until she's holding her crayon. Sorry, Deb. I'm sorry.
Crazy girlfriend eyes. Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay. Pretty Bird, your thought?
You know how I love vampires and darkness and whatnot. There's a lot of pain in those icicles and that frost and getting sucked dry. There's a lot of very vivid imagery and the idea of whatever little droplets of blood are that are left over are, you know, the embodiment of his memory that she flakes off her skin. And when she heals enough to do that, she's got the itching powder, the mohair, some locks of his hair, and baking it in an oven because somebody's going to suffer a little bit, because if she has to suffer, she ain't suffering alone, and more power to her.
Unmuted.
Sweet.
Did we lose it? Let me check the studio. Let's see.
I'm on mute. I'm laughing too hard. I really was. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me. From hanging out with prostitutes, with Wayne, hanging at, breaking my... Yeah, just with holding hands over broken hearts. Now we've got, voodoo dolls that are being killed by Deborah Lee at the end, literally getting our hearts just battered by Sky to begin this show, getting crushed by Pretty Bird. You know, the anger, the men that were angered, Hatter and Pee-wee,
I'm an angry poet.
Oh, yeah, I know, the angry poet. The bar fight we got in with AP, it's just been a killer show. So I can't say enough. So thank you. Thank you guys so much. It was great to hang out with all of you. But with that, I am going to say goodnight because we are a few minutes over. Thank you, Blah Talk. Thank you, AP. And thank you, everybody, that joined us now out there in Radio Land. Love you all. You guys are the best. Good night, everybody.
Love you. Good night.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.